aprender a vivir juntos, aprender a ser, aprender a conocer, aprender a ser. En el centro de saber, Miguel.
Good afternoon.
Here we are three important people. What's your name? Four important people.
Hello, I am Eleanor.
Hi, I am Ibrahim.
Hi, I am Sarah.
Hi, I am Saidi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Italy, from Verona.
I am from Ushak, Turkey.
I come from Italy, Padova.
I come from Ushak, Turkey.
Do you work with children or teenagers?
I'm working with the teenagers, with the pupils from 11 till 14 years old.
I work at a university, so I work with teenagers that are more than 18 years old.
I'm from university, and I work with adults.
You can call them adults too, right? But we call them
not
teenagers.
Not teenagers, but adults.
They're teenagers.
With the teachers.
Mm. I work with students from older ages, and university students, college students.
Why have you just chosen our school?
Pardon, can you repeat, please?
Why have you chosen our school?
We are here to make a meeting between three different nations, Turkey, Spain, and Italy.
And we are here in Valladolid for an immigrant education project, so we wanted to visit your school to see how you guys are making or educating immigrants here.
I'm here for the same reason my colleagues. And I want to see how you work in this school.
We are here because we heard that your school was the oldest in town, in Valladolid. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to see it.
How many subjects do you learn in English? Do you teach in English?
How many subjects do you teach?
Okay. I teach Italian literature, geography, and history. This is.
So, when I was learning English, I had many classes in English, but now that I'm teaching at a university and I'm teaching physics, but I'm teaching it in Turkish, so I'm not teaching it in English.
And I'm teaching pedagogies. Or how to teacher should be educated, I don't know.
I'm doing more or less the same thing. I'm teaching teachers to become teachers in schools, basically. So I'm a pedagogist as well, and curriculum development specialist.
Do you use new technologies?
Yes, we use the LIM, a big computer. We have it in all our classroom, in our school, okay?
Yes, we in the K-12 schools, we do have smart boards, and also in the university, we have smart boards, and we have, in some schools, we do distribute tablets to the students.
Yes, we use a tablet or a LIM, depends on the school we're going and what they have in the school.
We use technology like in the forms of projectors in our classrooms, and also we use interactive whiteboards where they are, if they are available in the school as well. So that's pretty much it, I think.
Is your school homogeneous or heterogeneous?
In Italy we have a heterogeneous school. We have different pupils from all over the world. Mm-hmm. First of all, we have Italian students, but people come in Italy and take part to the scholar system in every city, in every part of Italy.
So in Turkey, we used to have homogeneous schools maybe 10 years ago, but nowadays we are becoming more heterogeneous. So but the majority of the students come from the Turkic nations, like Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, but we have many students from Syria and African countries too.
In the university, we are heterogeneous, but sometimes teachers come from Italy. So they are homogeneous.
And our classrooms at the university are quite heterogeneous in the sense that there are so many students coming from different parts of the world. For instance, we have students from Balkans. We have students from Caucasian area. We have students from Turkic, as Ibrahim said, from Turkic countries, and also from Middle East. So we are pretty much heterogeneous, I think.
Do you know something about Spain?
Yes, I know Barcelona and Valencia too. I have made a trip in the south of Spain, but 20 years ago. Now I see another Spain and I like it very much.
So before coming here, the only things that I know about Spain was you guys won the World Cup, you guys won the last European Championship, your soccer teams are really good, we do like watching them. So, but now I'm learning more about Spain. So,
I was in Madrid and also in Barcelona. And sometimes I speak a few words in Spanish, palabras, and I like also the food in Spanish.
The things I know about Spain is actually goes back to where during my time in England, because I met a lot of Spanish friends there, and the first time I heard a lot of different words coming from your culture, like paella, sangria, saffron, cerveza, things like that. We know, and okay, we knew those words, but Spanish, for Spanish people, it's different, the cuisine. So, and also, I know what I know also from Spanish people is that they are very jolly and very upbeat people. Like,
do you like Valladolid?
Yesterday by night, we have made a trip in the center, and we have seen, for example, the St. Paul Church is very, very, very interesting, very important. And yes, I like it very much. I'm curious about Valladolid, and I hope to make a round all over Valladolid in the next days.
Well, I like Valladolid so much, and this is my third time in this year. So this is, I keep coming back to Valladolid. So this is the hometown of Cervantes. It's a really great city to walk and explore. So I am really happy to be back.
I like Valladolid. It was the third time I was here, and I visit also the sculpture museum that I like a lot.
I like Valladolid because you have nice parks here, and the city has a good atmosphere, and it's very clean. And also, I think people from here also they have this attitude, I think, for other nationalities, which are positive, and that's why I like being in Valladolid as well.
Do you like paella?
Yes, I like it very much. And do you like pizza?
Well, I like paella, but I like the fish paella more than the other paellas. So.
I like a lot paella and the chicken paella.
I like paella, especially I like the one with seafood.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
To you for this great experience. Thank you very much.
Thank you for interviewing us.